in this particular illumination, the figures were all very carefully sketched out and then painted beautifully. And then the horizontal element of the initial was applied afterwards as an afterthought or a clarification. Just a very clever idea. This separates the figures on the top from the main figure at the bottom.
The figure below is Saint Stephen, the first Christian martyr, and the figures above are his enemies, hurling deadly stones. The crossbar of the letter E separates the good from the bad in a very emphatic way. It was standard in medieval illumination to fit scenes into letters. In fact, the first letter of a chant is the place where narrative paintings occur most often. We asked Ben Catcher, a contemporary graphic novelist, to comment.
This convention of the illuminated initial letter is a funny thing. I think they're making letters into windows, you know, which is what they are. They don't interest us as abstract symbols. They add up to words and sentences, and integrating the image in the letter, there's a kind of economy to it.